We need to position ourselves to receive, don't we? So I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive. I'm a giver, and I am a receiver of the goodness of God. I choose today to receive all that God has for me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah. We choose to receive, amen? You know, and it's like I say, it's just good to hear that. You know, just like he said about being willing and obedient. Do you know you need to be willing to receive and you need to be obedient to receive? Why do we ever, you know, stop and think, why did God put that in the Word? Because he wants us to receive, doesn't he? You know, he didn't make a promise so we would ignore the promise. He made the promise so we would activate that promise in our lives and receive. So, hallelujah. Just good stuff. Okay, well, I'm going to finish today on the healing of the soul. So we'll just kind of see how far we get with it. Hopefully, I'll get pretty close to being done. So I'm just gonna start. But I'm just gonna preach it at you. Okay, we've been talking about memories and traumas and like bad situations and how they happen to us in life and how they can if they don't depending upon the severity of the trauma of what a person goes through sometimes determines how fragmented or broken they can end up being. Okay, but irregardless, some people just come into a place of almost being like arrested behavior or arrested development, where they just kind of cut off because of a trauma in their lives, a hurt or a wound in their lives, that they just kind of at that point have a shutdown. And so there's like an arrest there on the inside of you, and you keep going, but that there's that place that we have shut down. And you know, when we do that, a lot of times we do that voluntarily. We make that choice to do that. Not always, but many times. So then we need to sometimes say, God, I ask you to forgive me that I did that, and start moving ourselves forward. Do you know, we should always just put the blood of Jesus on all areas of our life. All areas. And simply that means this, is that even if perhaps I didn't I didn't do the sins of my generations, I can still repent for those sins to get them canceled so they can stop operating in our generations, okay? And see, and until we enforce what God has made available for us, a lot of those things aren't going to be in operation. Jesus paid for your salvation over 2,000 years ago, but it didn't become yours until you enforced it and laid hold of it, right? Everything that Jesus did on the cross rightly and freely belongs to us, but we still choose to lay hold of those things in our lives. So today when we pray at the very end, I'm just going to pray a real simple prayer on healing. It's that simple, because it's not a hard thing. So you need to lay hold of it. What you receive today will be your responsibility, not mine. All right? I'm not the healer. And I'm not the receiver for you. I'm the receiver for me. Okay? You position yourself to get what God has for you, because Jesus wants to touch you today. He wants to bring healing to you. He wants to encourage you to appropriate what he's got for you, okay? Okay, and just talking about the Holy Spirit and talking about dealing with memories, and a lot of times memories can get locked down. A lot of times we might have something happen and we just have totally kind of stuffed it in the back of our lives. And then all of a sudden, either something will happen or even the Holy Spirit will bring it back to your remembrance. And when he does that for the purpose of you getting healing in those areas of your life. Okay, so, and I shared the story of a couple of things when I was little that I had totally forgotten about until the Holy Spirit brought those things back to me. But then I needed to do something with them. I did remember them when he brought them to me, but I had totally forgot about them other than that. But then I allowed him to go in and do some ministry to me. So part of your key is this, that if you, whatever situations that you have really going on in your life, why are they going on in your life? Ask the Holy Spirit that. Say, Lord, show me where that door is. Show me why this dysfunction is here. And he will show it to you. And what you do today, I want you to take home and start working on this in your quiet time with the Lord. Just separate unto God and allow him to come into those places and begin to bring healing, because he will. Okay, the Holy Spirit doesn't erase your memories. He reveals the truth to you, the whole truth to us, which deals with the lie. And normally, again, when there's been something happened in your life, you've received a lie. Just like when you come into church and there's all this reasoning, well, so-and-so doesn't like me, or I don't fit in, that rejection, that's just a plain lie. But how many of you deal with that or have sometime in your life? Like a voice that wants to remind you there's something wrong with you, okay? And you know what? Jesus doesn't make junk. You know, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You see, so that's as anything that we receive other than that would be a lie from the enemy. Just like when Satan went to Eve and said, you will be like God if you eat from the tree. And yet she was already like God. Were they not made in the image of God? Amen. See, once we receive Christ, we are restored to that image. Totally. I mean, man is made in the image of God, but we even have a greater restoration. If we even understood that we have even been positioned better than Adam. Everything that you need in your life was already done at the cross. You just have to lay hold of it. It's a done deal. That's why he says, call those things which be not as though they were, all right? So a lot of times the reasons we don't have is because we've not made that quality decision to simply receive, to do what he took for us and appropriate that into our lives. And it's simple to appropriate it. Say it. Say it. Believe it. Okay. So anyway, what the Holy Spirit wants to do is deal with the lie that's been set up either in the emotion or in the memory, in the trauma, or in that place of brokenness, okay? But the Holy Spirit, if there is anyone who has the ability to access into the places of brokenness in your life, it's him. Amen. I mean, it's nothing to God to go in to where, you know, a lot of people, counselors or whatever, can't get into those places, but Jesus can. Right. You see, so you could not be in the presence of a greater counselor and healer than Jesus Christ, and he is here today. So again, whatever is a situation, and if you, like I said, if you will take this home and start working on it, you will be amazed over the next months what God will show you. Because he's all about healing. He's all about restoring your life. He's all about bringing us into this place where we will start thriving, because that's what we were made to do. We were not made to be broken and oppressed and weak and poor. We're made to be blessed by our Father. Okay, so Jesus, or the Holy Spirit, opens the eyes of our understanding, shows us exactly what's going on behind the scenes when the trauma took place. When the Holy Spirit shows us the whole truth, then we are not any longer impacted by the lie of the emotions, but by the truth of the Spirit of God. Now, when the Spirit of God speaks to you today, because he will, you know, and I don't want you to sit and think, well, you know what, he talks to so-and-so, or he'll talk to them, but he won't talk to me. Yes, he will, because you're so valuable to him. So when we do that time of prayer, expect to hear him. And when you hear him, believe him, okay? Because he will confront those things, but you have to say, okay, I believe this. This is who I am. And it's not about what you feel. It's about receiving truth. When we endure trauma, because we've viewed incidents with our physical eyes only, what we have seen actually happened, but we have not seen it in the spiritual realm. So we're only able to see a lot of things that we go through from the physical aspect. And even in like your daily life, even now, you have to be careful how you receive things sometimes that maybe people say to you or do to you or whatever, because you can get a wrong interpretation, because sometimes we filter things through hurts and wounds and rejections, you see? So, again, you have to be, that's not necessarily what's the truth, all right? Okay, hold on, I'm going to jump down here a little bit I'm going to try to stay to my notes and quit going off, and I'm already doing it. Okay, so we apparently have not always seen through the spiritual realm, but only the natural one. The emotion that impacted us from the flesh, not the spirit. Satan, through his demons, endeavors to magnify the terror and the fear, which then opens a doorway or a portal for their entry. Okay, so if you understand this, you understand it's all a setup. Everything horrific that happened to you growing up as a child, okay, God never does bad things to his children. So the enemy does it purposefully for those doors to be open because he wants an access point into our lives, all right? So when we approach that, even with that understanding that God didn't do this, the enemy has set me up to make me dysfunctional so that I cannot operate and receive all that God has for me, okay? Now, if that was me, that would make me a little bit mad at the devil, okay? And that's what you need to do. Get mad at him rather than being angry at God. Sometimes people get angry at God. God doesn't do bad stuff. Okay, so then the enemy then builds a stronghold based on what is a part of a truth in our lives, okay? The situation may happen, but it still wasn't the whole truth behind it. There's a lie that impacts and comes in. When the Holy Spirit then takes you back, which he will do that today, and he begins to show you the truth, are the emotions that have lied to you, because you know your emotions lie to you. What you feel a lot of times, you know, we know we can't walk by faith, by our emotions, right? But you know, any place in life, a lot of times emotions lie to you because we can be overly sensitive in some areas in our lives that we just should not be. So the emotions that have lied to you will be refuted by a higher truth when the Holy Spirit then speaks truth in. The revelation of what was really going on, both in the spiritual and physical realm, when he opens the eyes of our understanding and shows us the emotions that we've been carrying and all these memories of the trauma, then when he begins to speak truth into that, they literally begin to fade away. And the realization of God's love and his protection were there all through every bit of that. The injury is healed, but not by erasure. The Holy Spirit isn't going to erase it. He's going to speak truth into it. Sometimes it might be nice if he erased it, but he doesn't. Some people do forget some things. But in sometimes the truth and the fact that he doesn't erase it, you can take that and use that to minister love to somebody else. And help somebody else out of that, you see? So, because already God has showed you the avenue of healing. Is that not true? So it's good to remember some of these things that we have gone through, because in that, what the enemy meant to be your demise, God takes it and turns it into your victory, but not just your victory, but the victory of many can come out of just even one little thing that the enemy has endeavored to defeat you with. Okay, so again, character dysfunction has a root in our memory. The Holy Spirit searches our heart, reveals the trauma to us, and then he shows us the whole truth. Truth will always override the trauma, because anytime deception that gets in there, anytime deception is confronted with the lie, truth confronts the lie, excuse me, I didn't say that right, the lie can't stand. Deception cannot stand in the face of the truth of God's word. Okay, so truth will override the trauma and cut the associative trigger that comes with us. And I'm going to talk a little more about triggers. The Holy Spirit can and will probe our conscience. You give him permission to go in today, okay? To go in to literally your consciousness and your subconscious. You know, we want to open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit. We don't want to open up ourselves to maybe a lot of other things, but the Holy Spirit, we want to be open to him so he can bring light into the areas where healing needs to occur in our life. So God wants to bring healing into these areas. Your responsibility. I don't care how broken you are today. You can gain a degree of healing if you'll just bring yourself into alignment with that. Okay, we can be healed in our spirit, our mind, and our body. Psalms 139, 23 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." Or otherwise, my soul, try me, know my thoughts, what I'm thinking about, and see if there's any wicked way or dysfunctional way within me. Dysfunction does not come from God. It would be a wicked way that the enemy dumped on you, all right? So if I find a dysfunction in my life, which I could find lots of them and have found lots of them, you know, then it's my responsibility before the Lord to get it dealt with, right? Okay, because God does not want me to be walking in evil or walking in dysfunction. And again, that doesn't mean you're evil, but what was done provoked and produced an evil dysfunction in your life, okay? So when we find those things, we immediately want to allow him to come in and do his healing within us and lead us in the right path that we're supposed to go in. The Holy Spirit searches our heart. Then he finds fractured files within our minds. He pulls them out and then works to heal the whole person, okay? And a lot of times, you know, we do like have these like files that we've logged in the back, and sometimes we just need to go in and get the files cleaned out instead of keeping all these old files that we have in our lives. Because the more garbage and dust we collect and that we load up, do you know you are vulnerable in your life when you are carrying all this, like this dust from all these negative files and stuff in your life? We can become vulnerable then in our physical bodies also. They say that literally, like the roots, I met somebody the other day and is dealing with some issues in his life, and it's like I could exactly tell what he deals with because of what it's provoked in his physical body. You see, and so when we carry all this stuff that's been negative in our lives and we don't get it out, eventually it starts affecting the physical body also. So again, we need to be willing to clean it out. And actually, the older you get, the more that stuff will, that you'll deal with that if you've not cleaned it out sooner. All right? Okay. Just want to jump ahead here. Okay, the fact is simple. God wants you healed through the Holy Spirit. He searches your heart and he finds the files that need to be fixed. Even those that have plagued you from your mother's womb, he pulls out each file drawer. Once it's opened, he, the Spirit of Truth, will begin disclosing the truth, the whole truth to you, and he will lead you by his will. But you have to be willing to go where he leads you. The reason I'm saying that are there may be some areas here today you don't want to go. Well, you may not want to go, but do you want to be healed? Amen. If you want to be healed, then we need to be mean business. Because, you know, that's kind of like when people come to us and they want your time, they want your attention, but they're not serious enough to do their homework later. Right. You see, if you are willing, then you're going to do what it takes, not just in this class or not just in a one-on-one, but you're going to go home and you're going to start working these truths through in your life, and you're going to be willing to let the Holy Spirit expose some of these things. You're going to be willing to allow him to adjust some things in your life. You're going to go home, you're going to pray these prayers, and you're going to go home and you're going to start casting some devils out of yourself. Because you can do that. When we got revelation of this stuff, you want to know what we did with it? We did it. We didn't have anybody to go to, we did it. When God would show us things that were not good, we'd say, oh, I cast that out in the name of Jesus. And we were serious about it because we should not, you know, are the brokenness. Then Holy Spirit, heal into those places. Speak truth into that where I've believed a lie and reintegrate me. Bring me back into a place of wholeness. Simple prayer, isn't it? But it works. All you got to do is apply it. That's all you have to do. Okay, so he searches your heart, but you have to let him come in and do his work to open the eyes of your spiritual understanding. People often think that the Holy Spirit erases and scrubs out the file and removes it from the memory. This is not his method. We don't deny that the incident took place. Rather, the Holy Spirit will take you back to that incident, show you the truth, the spiritual side of the picture, and superimpose the trauma with the truth from his word, what he has to say to you personally. He shows us the whole truth, or in other words, the whole picture. We need to pray, God, open our spiritual eyes. untwist our understanding, because sometimes we have some twisted understanding in our lives because of, again, things that have happened to us. And you know, it doesn't always have to be things that physically or have to be abuse. How about the way you were trained up to believe certain things? See, we have a lot of twisted thinking from our parents who got it from their parents who got it from their parents. You see, the reason I keep adding the parents is because you don't have the right to blame your parents. You have one responsibility and say the buck stops here, and we're going to deal with it in this generation. That's what you need to do. So because we have misguided thinking, even like what Brian was saying this morning on the finances, we a lot of times have a mindset that we cannot be blessed, we can't receive. That's because maybe we were raised without a lot of things. Okay, that wasn't God's will. Maybe you listened to your parents constantly telling you there was never enough. So that got logged into that file too, didn't it? See, so that's then your responsibility to get that file cleaned out. Let the Holy Spirit go in and show you. Because all of those things, it does not always have to be a trauma. It can be something that has been firmly planted and it has become a belief system in you. And our belief systems can many times be a absolute hindrance to God getting in there and healing us of whatever area we need to be healed of. Okay, we need to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes, untwist our understanding, and then heal the heart. Jesus is the healer of every area of brokenness. When the Holy Spirit takes an individual backwards and shows them what was going on in the spirit realm when that thing happened, it's really nothing more than the gifts of the Holy Spirit in operation. Isn't that cool? It's the word of knowledge at usually always, but some of these other gifts might come in. But God will show you what was, things that you've blocked, what happened. Let those gifts be in operation, because that's all that is. Okay, we're going to look at some steps now to receive inner healing, our healing of your memory, our healing of your brokenness from the ministry of the Holy Spirit. What you're going to want to do when you do that is just get quiet before the Lord. That's all you got to do. Don't be distracted. And so that's why I say even today when we pray, it's going to be nice and quiet in here. But when you're at home, go off by yourself. And remember when I told you a few weeks ago how I always felt that I always would have a reaction when I was around people a lot of times that I was the young one. And I didn't like that because you don't want to feel like you're, you know, whatever. But when I went home and all I did was get away by myself with God in my living room. You don't have to hide. You just go someplace where it's quiet and say, Lord, show me why I feel that way. And see, when I asked him simply, could I have a broken part in this area? And could this be why I'm feeling like this all the time? And then I just said to him simply, then Lord, just reintegrate me. And it's never come up again. Never. That simple. And yet he moved right away. Because why? I was giving him permission. I was asking him to come in and move into that area of my life that somehow I had some arrested development, arrested behavior, a lockup in my life. See, a lot of times we have lockups. All you got to do is ask the Holy Spirit to go in and you release yourself. You can release yourself. You can give yourself permission to come out of that place. See, a lot of us don't come out of places because we don't give ourselves permission to come out of those places. Sometimes we like being codependent. Sometimes we like feeling sorry for ourselves. Remember, I've said self-pity is the sticky glue of hell. We like wallowing, but you know what? You will never develop into the full character of God. You'll never develop in the fullness of your destiny staying locked up in those areas. And you might whine and say, I kind of hated saying that, but you might whine and say, well, you don't know what happened to me. Well, y'all don't know what all happened to me either. But I made a decision. I'm not staying there. Okay? I could tell you stuff that I've never told you because it's none of your business that the Holy Spirit has helped us walk out of, you know? But the thing of it is I can either wallow in that or I can say, I know God has better for me and I'm going to receive it. I'm going to start moving forward. The devil doesn't like any of us. And I don't think he has favorites that he hates some more and some the other. I think he just hates us all, period, because we're made in the image of God. You see, so irregardless how horrible, how horrific it is, I cannot heal you. You have to be willing to give Jesus permission, give yourself permission to come out of the place that you're in. And the reason I say that, because I know there are people that are so locked up, but give yourself permission. God's saying that specifically, and there's more than one person here, but give yourself permission today to come out of what happened to you as a child, or maybe even as a young adult, okay? So you want to get quiet. Don't be distracted. Don't lose your focus, and allow, as he speaks to you, just let him show you those things. Just sit there quietly, and then let him speak into those areas in your life. You don't have to be afraid to feel things. You're going to maybe feel some of those old emotions. That's okay, because they're going to come up and out. All right? You're going to get set free from those things. You're going to get free from the anger and the fear or the pain that you experienced when this thing happened. When the Holy Spirit takes you back into the memory, you may be the same age. You might see yourself at the same age as when the incident occurred. Doesn't mean you will. I'm not trying to tell you that it has to be any specific way. Let God do this, all right? But a lot of times you will see yourself just back at that same age. When he took me back to the times of what I shared with you that I had gone through a couple of things, I saw myself as that little girl again, that 5-6-year-old. I don't know for sure how old I was, but that's what I saw. I saw her sitting in by grandma's, she had an old grandfather clock. And I saw her sitting in there hurt, okay? So he might show you that, but he might not. He just might bring the memory of it back, but still allow him just to go in. In the memory, you can stop and inventory your feelings or emotions. Like if you felt shame, if you felt abandoned, if you felt a lot of fear, whatever. You know, you can take a look at those feelings and properly inventory them, especially aware of such feelings as like the rejection. You know, when you felt that rejection, that's okay to let those things come up, because you want to let them come up and move them out. Okay? Because in this, you're also going to experience deliverance. And in this, you're going to be accountable to speak to some of these things that the Holy Spirit shows you. And it's not just about, okay, why do I feel this way? Speak truth into this. Heal my emotions. But take those demonic things that have had an entry point then and tell them to go. And that's why one of the reasons you want to take some inventory, because if you're feeling anger, you need to speak to anger. Tell it to leave. If you're feeling rejection, tell it to leave. If you're feeling shame, worthlessness, no value, tell those things to leave. Remember, I just read to you, the devil has set you up, so he has had a portal in there, an avenue in there. Well, then when you do that, you speak to those things and tell him to go. And then just go back into letting him speak to you however he wants to. Okay? These feelings will also show you, I guess I just said that word, I get ahead of myself and then I go back and read. So hang in there with me. Your feelings or your emotions probably were damaged in the trauma to the degree that it left a portal. Another thing that it does, again, and this is why it's so important that you deal with these things, because everything that we receive from God, or every place where we react or respond in life, comes out of this. Because we do filter our lives through things that have happened to us or through our belief systems, all right? So again, when you are going back to deal with these things, it's so important that you realize that these are things that you want changed, and you have the authority to change them. You have the authority. That's like when I said, give yourself permission. You take your authority when you're in there also, all right? Okay, the lie has been guarded with the negative emotion and by the demonic spirit. Both of these have prevented the healing until the lie is exposed. When you see it by the Holy Spirit for what it really is, the lie that's exposed, the truth will prevail, and then you can tell that evil spirit to go. Again, and I just, it's like I'm hearing people think things. Again, whether you specifically hear something, if God shows you some place of bondage, still speak to it. Still don't just stay there. Go ahead and speak to it. Like, you know, sometimes you might just even say, God, why did I just react like I reacted? You know, when you're maybe with your children or a spouse or a friend, why did I react that way? Let him show you what that is, okay? The devil says the Bible says that the devil is the father of lies. He's lied from the beginning. He lied to the angels. He lied to Eve, and he's been lying to you. So when the Lord speaks truth to you, it will expose what the enemy has been telling you. Speaking of lies, all good lies have a little bit of truth in them. This little bit of truth in the lie is what you've believed, and that there was enough of an emergency in whatever happened to cause alarm. But when the revelation from the Holy Spirit comes in, you'll see how the enemy took advantage of an already bad situation and exaggerated it. A lot of times, you know, I've talked to you about a spirit of magnification, and, you know, that especially is a spirit that works with fear. We can be worried about something or have fear, and worry is nothing more than fear, and it's this big. It's way bigger than what it is. Now, the Bible says the devil's brought to nothing, doesn't it? So it isn't really as big as we think it is, but that spirit of magnification works in there. And, you know, some of you can sit here and think, well, my problem is too big. Not for Jesus, it's not. You see? I don't care whether you're so broken, if you were shattered into thousands of pieces, that's not too big for Jesus. He is able. And some of you need to even release these pieces, these areas of brokenness to Jesus right here today. And I would, some of you can even just get started right now in the fact of letting the Holy Spirit come in. You know, it's again as simple as I said when I said to the Lord, God, is that part of me broken? And I knew that it was, so I said, reintegrate it then. And some of you know you're so broken, even begin to now to release all the brokenness and allow Jesus to come in, because I really believe right now he's already starting some of that with some of you. But it's going to be a choice. You have to say, God, I don't want this anymore in my life. No excuses. No excuses. You just bring them to Jesus. It's no, why did this happen to me? Or, well, I have a right to be this way because this happened to me. No, you do not have a right to be this way any longer. You have the right to receive the children's bread today, which is healing. And no, healing's the children's bread. Okay, just to give you some examples. An example would be, it's bad enough for a little girl to be raped, but then hiding behind the emotion of shame, the demons will begin to tell the little girl that it was her fault. Now she's dirty and now she's defiled. And these are just some examples of it. Or if somebody witnessed a murder, it would be horrendous enough to see someone be killed, but then a demon hides behind the trauma and tells the person that if maybe they had acted more quickly, they could have prevented it. Remember when I told you about the young woman that was violated by the man at the bar? And then when her father found out about it, her father took this, I think she was 7 years old, took her to the man's house, confronted the man, murdered him. I think he stabbed him to death is what the story was, in front of the little girl, and she took every bit of responsibility for it. She said, I have blood on my hands. Because she, and then she said she hated money because the man gave her money when he got done with her. Was any of that her fault? No, it was not. It was actually improper covering. The child should have never been at the bar in the first place, but that's where her parents had her. That's all beside the point. The thing of it is that she's either going to stay in that place or come out of that place. She literally was on thick glasses, and God has been consistently healing her from that. I believe, now this is just what I felt the Lord showed me, is that when she saw it, she covered her eyes and said, I don't want to see. And from that point on, she's dealt with visual problems that God has so healed in her. But see, Again, what did she receive? It's my fault because I went with him and then I took money. So she declared she had blood on her hands and that she hates money. And you know, when you're in the middle of a ministry session and all of a sudden somebody starts saying that, well, I hate money. I hate money. Why do you hate money? And then that came out because of what she'd been paid off and had nothing to do with her. It was that person. Okay. So when you take inventory of your feelings, ask yourself, how do I feel now that I'm in this memory, or why do I feel? And you know what? Even I think it's important that even if you're not in the memory, you know certain triggers in your life, you know certain behaviors in your life, you know certain attitudes that you have. Why do you have those? Why certain dysfunctions? Why do I have these dysfunctions in my life? There's a reason for them. See, and so you wanting to find out, let the Holy Spirit speak into why that is there. And sometimes just knowing you can do it and going in and do it and getting it done, it's just that simple. Okay? The feelings that you have will be directly related to the lie you've believed. Also, during your encounter with the Lord, he will speak truth to you that will dispel the lie. Afterwards, if you ask yourself how you feel, you will feel different. And this will show you that you've been healed. Okay, so when you have this encounter with the Lord and he speaks truth to you to dispel the lie, again, I'm not wanting to show you how this has to be done. So I'm not saying Jesus is just going to appear to you. When he spoke truth into my situation, I didn't see him. I didn't see him, but I felt his peace. So when he speaks to you, his verbal language to you, or the way he may speak to you, is may just be covered with peace. You just may feel that sense of peace, all right? So don't look for anything. Just let him go in and move in this situation with you however you need that, okay? That's what he did with me. All of a sudden, all of the hurt just left, and I felt good. I felt good about myself again. Nothing major. When I got born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, that was really, really major. But most of the healings that he's done in my life have just been simple as can be. But they've been very powerful, and they've worked. See, don't look for something big and dynamic. Just be still and let the Holy Spirit come in and work with you however he wants to do it, okay? And let him remove the dysfunction. Okay, I'm going to jump ahead on some of this. Okay, let me tell you this too. When there is a trauma, and this is something medically known, a substance called cortisol is secreted into the brain at the time of the trauma, and it's caused the thought patterns then to be diffused into different areas of the brain. So don't be surprised to find yourself in a situation with all of the fear, anger, and shame going on the inside of you. So that's why sometimes, too, I had said before to you, I think that medically speaking, because it can be diffused, that can, like, if you hit a windshield with a car, it just shatters out through. It doesn't stay right there, you see. So when God heals you, there may be huge amounts of healing that break forth in your life, especially if you've really been shattered, all right? So those of you that have gone through some of the most horrific things can get some of the most powerful healing right here, all right? I had a friend one time who had been sexually abused. Started when she was 11 years old, went through her high school years by her father. And when I was ministering to her, she said she saw what the Holy Spirit showed to her was like a broken glass, just shattered all these little pieces, like if you hit a mirror and all those little tiny pieces. And the Holy Spirit can just go in and heal every single one of them instantly, if that's how he does it. All right, but sometimes the greater the impact, or the greater the wounding, expect a greater healing. So be expectant today to receive what God has for you today, and then take it home and work on it some more. Okay, you will experience peace when the ordeal is settled, and it might be that peace that you feel will be just in your walkout, in your daily life. Okay, Let's see. I'm going to kind of jump ahead here a little bit here too. So hold on. Because I'm wanting to look at the deliverance side of this, but I'm going to jump ahead to triggers, I think. Every area of bondage in your life, you were set free at the cross, and it belongs to you. So you can enforce that today. So when we speak, and again, I want you to speak to these things as you're going through them. No one has more authority over you as a person than you do. You have the greatest authority in your life. Okay, so let's just quickly look at triggering mechanism. Triggering mechanism is a generalized associative response pattern, and it's formed under one of the following of two conditions. Whenever you are in an intense state where your mind and your body are strongly involved together in it, in a specific stimulus, it is given, or when a specific stimulus is given at the peak of that state, they become neurologically linked because the reticular formation in the brain then is open. Okay, so that's why those triggers are there. And then anytime the same stimulus is given, it's going to automatically produce the same state or like an involuntary reaction without any conscious control. Did you ever act a certain way and you wondered, why did I just act that way? That's why automatic triggers, automatic responses, a lot of times some of these things come into our lives as adults, especially even as an adult, if you're in an abusive situation, all this stuff can be built into your life also. Okay? So that's sometimes why if we don't deal with them, even in marriage, we move forward in God, but we still got all these old triggers. See what I'm saying? And so you got all this mess still, and you wonder why you're still triggering. It's because you didn't go back and deal with these things today. And you can break the trigger that's there. Okay, repeated inputs of a stimulus associated with a secondary stimulus causing a certain response pattern eventually becomes neurologically linked. Pornography can do this in your life because it's continuous thing, and it's going to begin to interfere in the neurological patterns of your brain. I've said this before when I've taught on sexual stuff, but if you look at your brain on drugs, get on the internet and type in your brain on cocaine or heroin or whatever, and you'll see this goofy-looking brain with all these little messes up in the, literally, the electrodes and all of it in your mind, brain. But if you get in to the, and you go ahead and type in the negative effects of pornography on the brain, you're going to see the same thing. It's crazy. See, so why is that? I think it's because we allow the demonic to filter into those areas. And it begins to affect literally the way your brain operates and functions, okay? So the reason I tell you this, therefore what you can do then is go in and start dismantling some of that too. We can dismantle anything, even our own mess-ups. You know, it's nice if we can blame our parents. It's nice if we can blame the devil. But sometimes we just got to take accountability for what we've done, right? But even so, God is not mad at you over that. Get it out. Okay, there are both beneficial triggers and detrimental ones. An example would be in, an example of the negative one would be a woman attacked or nearly raped by a hairy-chested man, so there was fear, anger, shame. Then anytime she saw someone who was hairy, then it would cause that same stimulus in her. There was a girl, remember I told you, and this is a little different, but she was not raped, but a big man got on top of her, and from that point on she couldn't breathe, and she dealt with what they diagnosed as asthma, but she didn't have asthma. She had all this stuff operating on the inside when she got delivered of it, but it wasn't delivered by casting out asthma. It was delivered by going in and dealing with all of the fear and the trauma that entered into her when this particular thing happened. So maybe a frightening experience with a policeman, like a child sees that. You know, are you automatically, as soon as you see a policeman, afraid? You know, if you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't be afraid, you know? Why are we afraid? Okay. Okay, ugly fights with a spouse can provoke patterns in us, if they're continuous all the time, they provoke certain triggers, and that can come out of certain facial expressions, words, tone of voice, gestures. They can all evoke feelings of anger, disgust, rejection, frustration, shame, all of it, intimidation. Okay, those are all things that when these things happen, and it can be wife or husband, doesn't make a difference which, but when there's continue like that, and that's what I'm saying, even as an adult, you can have developed these triggers. All of this just doesn't happen when you're a child. Okay, so then just hearing a certain tone of voice, you respond. Or seeing a certain face, the way they look at you, like maybe a parent, the way a parent would need to look at you one way, and you get that negative response. Or it could be like a spouse or anyone. Okay. Okay, repetitive exposure to a stimulus respond patterns along with a secondary stimulus would be like repeated being put down, repeated verbal abuse that made you feel inferior, unwanted, no good or angry, along with a particular gesture like shaking a finger like this in a creative way. Certain facial expressions or body language provoke certain triggers in us. And that might sound different, kind of, but I know when I was studying this and I was reading that about like a finger, you know, remember the time my dad used to shake his finger in all of our faces all the time. And I hated that, okay? But then I found myself, when my kids were little, doing the same thing until God stopped me at that. But see, that was that response, and it was like a belief system in me. But when that happens, it had built some negative things in me so that when the way children were responded to in my house growing up, so then I began to respond outward to my children then. You see, so those were negative responses. But again, I can't go back and hold my dad accountable. I have to hold this person accountable so I can deal with it and get free. And I did, but I'm just telling you, so it could be anything like that. When we are reacting towards our children a certain way, maybe it's because of something that was established in you as a child that you might need to get dealt with today. Or when you go home and you see yourself playing these things or acting these things out, you know, don't be condemned. Do something about it. Go home and then deal with them. Because the Holy Spirit, if you say, Spirit of God, show me these things, He will start showing you the various so that you can go and begin to deal with them. Okay, anyone who uses the same expressions or body language trigger the same inner reactions then to that person, and we lash out, or that we then we begin to overreact. And you can even see this in different cultures, different races. One example would be like the Jewish culture. I have met Jewish people and that have an automatic reaction against Germans. So where did that come in? You see, it's not that it wasn't purpose, that they did that on purpose, but it's because of how those things and how then again they were raised into that racial things, white or black. If there's certain things in our cultures that were really strong and they were embedded in us, so then maybe someone from the African-American race responds towards a white person in a certain way because of what's been integrated in a belief system and behaviors growing up, or a white person responds to them in a negative way because of what's been inbred in them, all right? So those are all things that do we face and deal with those things all the time in our culture, we do. So what does that tell you? We need to deal with some things that are wanting to divide the races. We're not to be divided in Christ at all. Okay? And you know, that's a simple thing. That's not a big traumatic thing, but it is a big thing. So look at where the Holy Spirit leads you. Some of you have been through so much deliverance, you're almost perfect, but I would guarantee you, some of you still need some help. You know, I figure I still need help at things that I do. So anyway. All right, it's estimated that at least 80% of our actions are motivated by unconscious inner needs or unconscious drives from within. We all have basic inner needs to feel accepted, worthwhile, and capable. When they are not fulfilled, We try to substitute them then with something else. Ask God to reveal to you the root cause of that. If you've got even like addictions, why are you substituting something like that to give you a false comfort or a false peace? See, there's something that drove you that way, okay? Or if you find false comfort in certain things like that, there's reasons. God, why am I acting this way all the time? Do you ever act a certain way and you hate the way you act? Okay, there's a reason for it, not an excuse for it, a reason for it, that you need to go back and let him help you uproot it and get it out, okay? Okay, let the Holy Spirit take you, and this is what we're going to do here in a few minutes, into any memory of rejection, abandonment, feeling lost, betrayed, fear of authority. Some people have a real issue with authority. Fear of diseases, fear of darkness. Some people are paranoid over getting disease. Why is that? There's a root in there that God can speak truth into to move you out of that place. You don't have to live in like a constant fear. Okay, so if he also shows you hopelessness, helplessness, despair, feeling trapped, humiliated, ridiculed, put down, shame, repulsion, abuse, mental or emotional or even physical abuse, anger or guilt or rage, especially murderous rage, even if it comes momentarily. Okay, and that is a very common thing that people feel. Okay, any inner vows that you've made or other people made to you, if you're squeamish about money, always worried about money, always fretting, always in fear, okay? Why is that? Let the Holy Spirit go back and show you some things that you may need to do to overcome that. When I grew up, I was when we got saved and then we started giving, God began to prosper us and bless us. But I still never moved out of a place of fear over finances. And no matter how we got blessed, I was always never, I just lived in a place of, I guess you could call it paranoia, over we're not going to have this, we're not going to be able to pay this bill. And it didn't make a difference how much we had. I still couldn't find peace in that area. Well, I knew where it came from. I didn't even have to have a word from the Holy Ghost on that because of the way I was raised. But I still had to go in and deal with it. And then I had to take the word of God and put the word on it. So even today, I want to tell you that when you go in and the Holy Spirit begins to show you some things and God heals you of those things, and we're going to ask him to reintegrate any areas of brokenness if those areas of your life have been broken. But even in that, what do you need to do with that? You need to take the word of God and put the word of God on that. You need to say what God says about you in that given situation. If you have a fear of not being provided for, he said, I am your provider. And so if that fear comes up, you know, on top of maybe dealing with what the root of it is, you need to learn to start responding with what is written. It is written. See, that will begin to establish you in that place where God wants you to be. And we want to be established in the word, don't we? See, so this is kind of like twofold in that. We're going to let the Holy Spirit go in and reveal truth. The Holy Spirit, you know, speak into those areas of your life. You're going to, and I'm going to do this up here too, but you're going to also, if you see things, negative things, you tell them to go, well, we're doing this. But then when you're done, what does God say about that situation? You know, if it was fear, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And I have a sound mind. You don't have to be mentally dysfunctional. I have a sound mind. I don't have to worry because I have a sound mind. Worry is fear. God's not given me a spirit of worry, but power, love, and a sound mind. See, establish yourself in truth also. That's your part. Establish yourself in, if you have, you're weird about finances. We can use that. God doesn't give me a spirit of fear, but he's also your provider. And he said if you'd give, he'd give back to you. And I just thank you, Lord, that I'm even in like Hebrews 11:6, a position that I am established in faith, that you're pleased with my faith, and I'm receiving from you today, God. When you pray, believe that you receive. Okay, God, I think I'm in a position, I'm receiving. Do you know, you, the person, needs to hear yourself say that. Just like I said, you need to give yourself permission to come out of those places, but you also need to start saying the word of God to yourself, because it will build you, it will edify you, it will heal you, it will provide, it will build faith into you. You see, so you need to say what God says about you to you. Outweigh what the devil's been saying all these years and start saying what God says to yourself, okay? I am going to, I think here, try to jump ahead, and we're going to pray. And I'm going to lead you into some prayers, and we're going to take authority over some things. But I'm going to also lead you in a prayer to forgive and break ungodly soul ties with anyone who may have hurt you, or, you know, you might have hurt yourself. You know, people do a lot of self-damage, too. You know, you might need to forgive yourself for maybe some stupid things you did. We do stupid things, you know? And so you might need to back up and say, I just choose to forgive myself over this. I let you go. I release you. You know, don't hold yourself in that place. That's as serious a place of bondage as holding someone else in a spirit of offense. Let it go, because the enemy loves it. He helps provoke the mistakes we made. We just follow along, like we don't even stop and think. We just do something. So then when you're done with it and you're reaping what's happened, then you hold yourself in a place of condemnation. Let yourself go. You have to choose, you know, to say, okay, I made a mistake, but now I'm moving forward. Tell yourself you're okay. Tell yourself you're released, all right? Because I know there's people here that you're still blaming yourself. Move on. Move on. It isn't about who is the bad person. Remember, like I said earlier, you're not evil. The devil's evil. And what has happened to you is probably very evil. But you're not evil. So this is your time to say, okay, I give you permission. You're going to start walking out of this. You're going to come out of those places, because that isn't where my God wants me to be today. So you decide, because Jesus, you have no idea how... Whenever I have watched any of my children suffer, because they have gone through some hard places, that breaks my heart. You know how you hate seeing your children go through hard places? Jesus hates watching you go through this all the time. You're his child. Let it go. And when you do, I will guarantee you, the more you get healed, the more you get free, the more you release into your generations and into those even around you, into the church, because what we do affects everybody, all right? So we're going to pray, and I'm going to take authority over some things first, and then I'm also going to just read you a quick scripture, and we're just going to pray, and like I say, it's your responsibility to just go there with the Holy Spirit and let him speak to you and let him come in and do healing in your heart. When I have done this, it always amazes me, because just like, you know, you can do corporate deliverance, and the Holy Spirit could have every single person in this room, if y'all had the same demonic spirit was on everybody, the Holy Spirit could get everybody healed, okay? He wouldn't have to start over here and work his way through, okay? He could, and it's done, because he is in us individually. But he's the healer also. You see, he's truth. So therefore, he can literally minister healing to every single person right here where you're at. You can get in a place of just going away with Jesus right here where you're at, all right? This can be your closet, your prayer closet, okay? We can just kind of tune everybody out and go. It says, the Spirit of the Lord, this is Jesus speaking, and a lot of times I use it as examples of us, but we're just going to look at this as Jesus right now. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, said Jesus, because he has anointed me, the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to announce release to the captives. So I say to you, be released today. Jesus is saying, I've come to announce your release. And that's what he's doing. recovery of sight to the blind. So I say, eyes be opened to send forth delivered. So be delivered today. Those who are oppressed, come out of that oppression. Those who are downtrodden, come out of being downtrodden. Come out of being walked on in the spirit realm any longer by what's happened to you. Those who are bruised are crushed. Come out of that place of being bruised and crushed and let the healer restore you. Let the Holy Spirit come in all those areas that have been so bruised in your life. Let him bring healing into those places. Let him remove every black and blue bruise on your body, on your soul, on your spirit today. He said, Jesus said, I've come to deliver those that are bruised, those that are crushed, crushed down and like you feel like you're half dead. Let him bring life back to you. And those who are broken by calamity, he's come to heal the broken. No matter what kind of a calamity you have been in, he's here to come. Tim, you want to just put that song on for me just real quietly? So right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind, I want you to just close your eyes, and I bind every fear in any person, that fear of coming out of that place of hiding, where you've had that place where it's been a good place of false comfort to you, it's been a place of isolation. We bind the fear that would hinder you from coming out. And I speak to all of the hurts. I speak to the woundedness, the abuse and the pain. And I command those things to stop dictating your life to you from this point forward. And I want you to just agree with me. You can just whisper this. Whatever you're going through or have gone through, if it's sexual abuse, if it's shame, if it's bitterness, say, no longer will you dictate my life to me. No longer will all this fear tell me how I'm going to live. The rejection, tell me how I'm going to live. And in the name of Jesus, I break the authority of the voices of pain, of fear, of hopelessness, of depression. I break the authority of that place of captivity within you that the enemy has endeavored to hold you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus' name. Now, I'm just going to lead you in a prayer to forgiving. You can just quietly, but I want you to say, any person, and I know we've done this before, but just we're going to forgive anyone who may have wounded us or hurt us. And say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I choose to forgive and release those that have spoken evil to me, that have done evil to me, that have thought evil against me. I forgive them, and I release them into the freedom of my forgiveness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, anyone who's ever done evil, I release them. And I also release all the emotions that I've stuffed or bottled up or harbored or entertained, all the anger, all the bitterness, all the hurt. I choose to release those emotions in the name of Jesus. And you say what you need to release. If it's shame, guilt, hurt, woundedness, shame, abandonment, feeling like you're never going to make it. Now, Holy Spirit, I give you permission to go into those dark places in my life, those dark places of deception where I've believed a lie. And I give myself permission. Just say your name to yourself. You've got my permission to come out of that dark place today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, speak truth. Let him just speak truth to you. I speak to every spirit that has connived against the soul and caused your soul to be weak, indecisive, or to cause your soul to be dead and broken. And I break their power off your life right now in the name of Jesus. I command them to go, and I speak life back into you. I speak life into your soul and into your will in the name of Jesus. That quickening power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, disconnect all the negative connections to these memories in Jesus' name. Now you speak to anything that comes up. You do it. You can ask God, God, why am I sad all the time? Why am I angry all the time? Why do I feel so depressed? God, show me the roots and speak truth into those areas. And receive what he has. The Holy Spirit may be pulling up different files. Just let him pull them all up. There's more. That's, some of you are getting 2, 3, 4 things. Just let him come up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why do I worry all the time? Why can't I receive from you, Lord? Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I ask God that you take areas that are so broken, so shattered, so crushed, and reintegrate all the broken pieces, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, reintegrate every broken place. Every obstacle to that brokenness that would hinder it, I command that to be broken and gone in the name of Jesus. Now just allow the Holy Spirit to bring the broken areas of your life back into alignment. And I call your spirit, your soul, and your body back into alignment. I call your will into alignment. We dismantle triggers in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, grow them up in those areas where they were broken, where there was arrestedness and lockup and closed and where they shut down. Holy Spirit, grow them up. I speak life into your spirit man today. I declare that you are quickened and made alive by the Spirit of God that dwells within you. I speak life into your soul, into your will, into your physical body in the name of Jesus. I declare the peace of God over you that passes all understanding in the name of Jesus. And I speak stability back into your life, into your soul and into your mind in the name of Jesus. I ask, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, I shall not lack. He restoreth my soul. God, restore their souls, God, today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Restore, God. Restore what the enemy has taken in the name of Jesus. Restore in the name of Jesus. Go get the mic. Get the mic. Get the mic. In the name of Jesus. Restore. Restore. I declare a sound mind. I want you to just quiet.
Father God, you said in your word that you sent your word and it healed them. So God, right now we send the word of God right into these places, God, where people have been so broken and hurt. God, you sent your word and it healed them. Lord, if the word would heal then, it'll heal now. So we send the word in Jesus' name.
Just say, I receive that, Jesus.
I send the word, that word of healing by his stripes you were healed.
I receive
that word of healing by his stripes you were healed. That word of healing himself took your infirmities and bore your diseases. The word of healing, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
His holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Father, we don't forget one benefit. Lord God, who forgiveth all our iniquities. God, every iniquity is covered. Every sin is covered. Every sin is not just covered, God, eradicated. Eradicated. So God, we can be set free because of the grace of God. Lord, I send that word, God, of healing. And Lord, this may not sound like healing, but God, we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Lord God, to get grace to help in time of need. God, that's our healing. In Jesus' name, our freedom to go into your presence, Father, and receive, God. I send that word of healing. Some of you don't feel that you're worth going in, that you feel that God is mad at you. So right now, God, I send that word, God, that we can enter boldly, come boldly to the throne of grace. Mm-hmm.
And I take and make a decision right now that I will open that door to you, Jesus.
Amen.
I will open the door that you might come in and minister to me, that you might come in and heal. Lord, I know that you stand at the door and you're knocking. So God, I'm answering that door today. I refuse to be crippled. I refuse to be downtrodden. I refuse to be depressed, for you are my God, my healer, and I receive it, Jesus.
And I refuse to be denied.
Yes.
Father, you said in your word, God, that if we ask anything according to your will, we know you hear us. And if we know you hear us, then we know we have what we ask for. So God, it's your will that these be set free, that these be healed of all these emotions. So God, right now we receive.
Mm-hmm.
We will not be denied.
Yeah.
You said, heal me and I shall be healed. Oh God, thank you for that. Thank you, God. You said you healeth all our diseases. Now God, we come boldly to the throne because you said we could come. If we ask according to your will, that we would receive, God, because we know you hear us. Ooh, glory. Thank you, Lord, that you hear us, that you hear us.
Jesus.
And God, if you hear me, then I know I have what I ask for. So right now, I ask for healing, healing of memories, healing of mind, healing of the emotions, God. Oh, Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God, I just declare that as people go, oh, God, I can see them coming boldly.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to pray something. Father, I speak right now to any instability. And I call your mind sound. For he has not given you a spirit of instability, but of power and love and a sound mind.
Lord,
I thank you, Lord.
As I see him going in, God, I see him going in physically ill because of the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But God, I see him running out healed just grabbing on to what's yours.
That's right.
What you said they could have, Father.
Yes.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God, we unlock that prison that the enemy has set people in. We unlock that now in Jesus' name. That thing that they didn't even know they were in prison, but God, that you are setting them free. You set them free years ago. They're just now finding it out.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Say, I'm coming out today, Jesus. I am obedient
today,
to you,
Jesus.
Lord. And so I'll eat the good of the land. Because I'm coming out today, God. I am coming out of the darkness. I refute every lie with the truth of your word. I thank you, Lord, that I'm accepted in the beloved. That Jesus, you took all the rejection. You were rejected of men that I may be accepted. And I receive that. I come out from the condemnation. I come out from the guilt and the shame. I step out of those places. And Jesus, you are my healer. Every broken place, I speak to those broken places in my life. And Jesus, I ask that you bring those places back together and heal every crevice, every fragment. In the name of Jesus.
Father, right now, that spirit of death that I see chasing people, trying to bring death to their memories and death to their mind and death to their self-esteem and death to even their faith in you. And I bind that thing and I tell you, stop.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. I put the blood against you. Mm-hmm. I say, you stop in the name of Jesus. You will not kill these. In Jesus, you'll not kill dreams. You'll not kill finances. You'll not kill home life. You'll not kill their peace. You'll not take their faith in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Now, Father, I bless each and every one of these with your blessings, oh God, that you give us so freely. God, we call forth that blessing and we receive that blessing today. We receive that, God. We are blessed coming in. We're blessed going out. We're blessed in this city. Our children are blessed. God, we receive, God, the promises of your word that said to believe in our whole house would be saved. We believe the promise, God, that said where you said you are the Lord that heals me. And Father, you healed us spirit, soul, and body. And God, I pray strength into your people. I there'll be no more weakness, but God, we will rise up and we'll walk mighty in you, God. We'll step into alignment in the name of Jesus. So Father, I ask as your people go home, God, I just bless them with the goodness and the mercy and the love of God. I bless them, God, with wholeness and soundness in the name of Jesus. God, we receive all that the enemy endeavored to do against us. We receive it undone today, broken. And we receive your life. Holy Spirit, I receive you today. Just tell them, Holy Spirit, I receive you. Holy Spirit, just fill me. Take over every part, Holy Spirit.
I believe the Lord has a scripture for you today, and this is for you, and I know most of you know it, but it's Psalms 138:8. The Lord said, I will perfect that which concerns you. And I felt like I heard the Lord say, stop looking for someone to heal you. Mm-hmm. You're looking to people, and you're looking to situations and things, just looking, running here and there, trying to get healed. God said, stop today. Stop today and allow me to heal. Mm-hmm. Allow me to heal into those places, because everything that's been called out today, you can have if you just receive it. I promise you, I will perfect that which concerns you, mm-hmm. saith God.
Mm-hmm. And God, I pray for grace. The grace of God for every person in this room to be able to walk in that, to receive it, to release it to you, God. And Lord, we bless you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all you do for us, God. We worship you. God, we exalt you. God, we exalt you. Let's just give him thanks for what he's done here today.